So these huts were spread out equally. And Mishnah Hey tells us that al kol sukkah v'sukkah omrim loy, at every hut which he reaches, the people there would say to him, Hari mazon, here is food, v'hari mayim, here is water. Although it was a fast, and ideally it was forbidden for him to eat, there was water and food available for him. If he became weak and needed to eat, so he would be able to when there was food and water available. Umulavin oisim sukkah l'sukkah, people would accompany the person bringing the goat, they would accompany him from one hut to the next one. And at each hut, the people accompanying him would change. The reason being that Yom Kippur has the same laws as Shabbos, and just like on Shabbos it's forbidden to travel more than 2,000 amos, that's known as the Tachum Shabbos, the limit of where one is allowed to travel on Shabbos. If he's not in a built-up area, for example, if he's in the desert bringing it towards a cliff, so it's forbidden to travel more than 2,000 amos, which really explains why there was maximum a mil, which is 2,000 amos, in between each hut. Because each person at the hut could only travel a maximum of 2,000 amos and accompany this person to the next hut only. Now, the person himself was bringing the goat, so he was allowed to travel all the way to the cliff. That was part of his rites and part of the mitzvah of taking the goat to the Soil Azazel. But everybody else who wasn't part of that mitzvah itself, they would only be able to accompany him for a maximum of 2,000 amos. Now, we mentioned that between the last hut and the cliff itself, there was a distance of 2 mil, which is the equivalent of 4,000 amos. Now, only the person bringing the goat himself is allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos. So in this case, says the Mishnah, the regular people would accompany him from one hut to the next one, except for the last one, when it comes to those standing by the last hut, they would not reach all the way to the cliff, to the rock, with the person. Rather, they would travel with him for the first mil, they would stand further away at the end of that 2,000 amos, and they would see what he is doing from a distance of 2,000 amos away. But as we explained, they would not be able to go all the way to the cliff. Now, the obvious question is, why didn't they just make another hut in between the last hut and the cliff, and have people stay there from the beginning of Yom Kippur, just like with all of the other huts? And then there would be people to accompany him all the way to the cliff. So the Mefarshim explain that the reason for this is because the Torah specifies that the person needs to take the goat to Eretz Gezerah, which refers to the desert, somewhere which is not inhabited at all, a desolate area. That is where the goat needs to be taken, that is where the cliff needs to be. And so if there would be people who are only 2,000 amos away from that area, and who are allowed to travel there on Shabbos, it's no longer considered to be a desolate area. And because of that, they would make sure that the last hut would end 4,000 amos away from the cliff, so that the cliff itself is considered to be in an Eretz Gezerah.